sure my recorder's working. Okay, this is Scott Newby Burke with FEX Contracting, and I'm on the phone with Gary A. Wehner. And did I pronounce your last name right, Gary?
What's that?
Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Wehner?
Yeah, Wehner is correct. That's correct.
It's okay.
A little German thing.
All right. And I just wanted to do a short little interview with you where new agents can hear it, because one of the questions I get asked day in, day out from everybody that's getting ready to jump into file expense, how quick can you make any money? How quick do sales come? Does it take 6 months before you're going to break even on your leads? And all sorts of things like that. Of course, it's different for everybody. Gary was a guy that when he started calling and kind of reviewing his different options to get into file expense, I could tell he'd been in sales before. He knew what it would take to do sales. He wasn't completely blind to it. But he'd never sold file expense before, and he's just got started, and he's having a phenomenal start. So I wanted to kind of get Gary's first week in sales recorded here and let him tell you how it's going for him. So, Gary, how long have you been doing it now? How long has it been since the first day you spent in the field?
The very first day I spent in the field was, it'll be 2 weeks this Thursday.
Okay, so you've been less than 2 weeks so far.
About two weeks.
And what
this is Monday. I'm sorry. Thursday of last week was 2 weeks that I had been in the field.
Okay.
And I've...
Mm-hmm. Two weeks and 2 days, basically, then.
Right.
And what kind of leads are you running?
I'm running all direct mail leads through Monumental.
Okay, so they are the Monumental direct mail leads. And
that's correct.
How much have you paid so far for the leads, and how many have you received?
Well, I've been in sales a long time, so I decided to throw them into on a credit card. That way I had nothing out of my pocket, figuring that, you know, credit cards are doing about 30 days and I should have enough to be able to at least pay for what I did. And I decided to, I knew that leads were the key, because leads get you appointments get you sales.
Right.
So basically what I did is I ordered 2,000 leads a week for the first 3 weeks. And so that's $600 a week I spent on leads, so it's about $1,800, and then $300 this last week. And I'm going to try some other mailing along with that that's a little less expensive on a per-lead basis. My efficiency ratios, I've gotten back, this month with two mailings hit. This last mailing I got back 20 four leads, so that's 1.1%, a little over 1% return.
And that's about what we tell people to expect, about 1%.
Right. And I didn't get quite that good on the first mailing. I don't know if it was the area I went into, but I spent $600 and got 14 leads back. So this has been much better. It's in the same identical county. Same as Zatica City, and I've got twice as many returns, you know. And there's still some coming in, so there may be a few more. So, again, we're working the averages.
Right. And it's basically rolling the dice when you do direct mail lead drops. One time you'll get, you know, 7 back, and the next time you'll get 15 back. It's just kind of, it's a crapshoot because you don't know who mailed right before you. There's a lot of variables there. It can be the weather, it can be the time of year, just all sorts of things that affect all that. So you're getting a little over 1% lead return. And then how are you approaching the leads? Are you calling and setting appointments? Are you door knocking them? Or how are you doing that?
I'm doing a combination of both. Since I wasn't having, haven't really done a lot of telemarketing and don't really like to do a lot of telemarketing, I thought, well, I'm just going to door knock, and I started door knocking, and from that, I ended up getting about 5 leads, you know, out of those first 14, where I actually got in. I'm still working the ones I haven't got. Some of them, of course, are not worth anything. Some of them have no phone numbers on, just normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I sold all of them, every one. So I had, out of that first week with the leads that I've been on, I've sold 4 sales. The first one was about 5,000 face value. The second one was 8,000 face value, and the next two were 10,000 face value. And then the next week when I went out, I saw on Monday and Tuesday, I sold a policy each day with a 25,000.
Wow. That's fantastic.
25,000, two in a row, Monday and Tuesday, and those were worth together about $4,000.
Now, were those fresh?
Commission.
Were those fresh insurance sales, or were you replacing something else that they already had?
Everything has been fresh. I sold two more today to a husband and wife, so I've had 8 sales since I started, making close to $1,000 a sale on average. I think I haven't added it up yet, but I know I'm sitting right at about $8,000 for the 2 weeks. So maybe a little over that, maybe
wow.
A little under that. I haven't figured out. And but the thing that is more important to me, because I figure the leads will get up as I figure it out, you know, just work in the system.
Right.
My closing average has been extremely high. So I think that comes from the business I was in before a little bit, and just my age. I'm 70 years old. And I'm talking to a lot of 70-year-old people.
Right.
So there's
they can identify with you.
Immediately when I walk in, I can command that, you know, hey, I'm not telling you anything I wouldn't do myself.
Right, and you've got some common ground there.
The rapport is there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
now what,
I follow pretty much this. Yeah, go ahead.
What line of sales were you in before?
Remodeling. And I'm a part owner of a remodeling company, still am, but I don't do that anymore because I wanted to transition to this.
And so you've not been in any form of insurance sales prior to just the last couple of weeks, right?
Well, that's not actually true. The very first job I ever had was in insurance in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Back in 1967, my first job was selling insurance, and I got a big trophy laying in my basement gathering dust that says I was the number one ordinary business insurance salesman in the state of Wisconsin in 1967. So I knew that I had a, you know,
ability.
I could do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I had the ability, but, you know, final expense is just a different animal.
Right. And now, did you get out of insurance in 67, or how many years did you do it?
Yeah, I've been out. I've been out for 40 years. Yeah, I've been out ever since I was, in my 20s.
So 40 years to gather rust on your techniques. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got back in. You're about 2 weeks and 2 days into it. And what is your total annual premium you sold so far?
25 and 25 is 50. Then there were 1, 2, 3, 4 tens.
Well, now, I don't mean the total.
90.
I don't mean total death benefit. I mean the annual premiums.
Oh, the premiums.
Yeah, what you get paid on.
The annual premiums, if you add them all together, I don't have them in front of me, but let's see. One was for $175 a month, $125 a month, be $275, $375, $350, about probably between six thousand.
Okay.
Annual.
So about 6,000. And how many 1,000-piece drops are you doing per week? Are you doing one a week or 2,000. 2 a week? 2,000 a week.
One drop a week, 2,000 pieces.
So with
Monumental.
With Monumental, that's costing you around, are those 350 per 1,000? So it's, or 300 per 1,000. So it's $600 per week.
Right.
You're 2 weeks in. You've got 2 weeks worth of lead drops. So your expense has been about $1,200. And you've had about 6,000 returns, so you've made about 4,500 over your cost, and that's a fantastic first week, our first 2 weeks. That's moving out pretty quick. Now I know that.
Yeah, and I think I'm just learning too. So I mean, you know, to me the mystery is getting yourself in front of enough people.
Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis or as often as you're going to work. So if you put yourself in front of 4 or 5 people a couple times a week or 2 people 5 days a week, you know, or however you want to work it, however hard you want to work it, I don't know how you can't make money in this business. I just don't know.
It's really just a lack of trying.
It's the easiest business I have ever been in my life in terms of selling. And if I can get get in front of enough people, I mean, I'd probably make a couple $300,000 a year, or just you know.
It's what you should have been doing all those 40 years, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
You wouldn't have hammered your thumb so many times.
That's right. And the whole reason I got in this business was basically because of you and the insurance forum and the four or five people that I listened, read about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm suggesting that it's a good opportunity to get with somebody that will mentor you and help you. You've always called me back every time I've called you, and I had questions. That kind of relationship is real important to me. Because there's a few other things that I don't want to get too many things on my plate, but I'm also going to do the Medicare thing. It just makes sense to me that we're calling on seniors, so I want to do my primary will be final expense followed up with Medicare. The couple I met today,
mm-hmm.
sold them each $10,000. The premiums were $108 times 12, times the commission.
Right.
So it's probably $1,400-$1,500, and they said, "Come back and we'll be ready for Medicare. We're both 64 years old. Why don't you come back and sell us our Medicare too?" So
they're both 64. That's ready to go on your Medicare. There'll be a guaranteed issue
right.
for you. What months are their
that's
birthdays?
Right,
they just a few months off.
One is December, so that's a little ways off, and one is July.
Okay.
So they're within the same general window.
Right.
6 months before, 6 months after. So.
Well, I'll help walk you through that, too, when we're not on the recording here. What do you say when you get in the home? How are you, once you get in the door and you have your exchange of mm-hmm. pleasantries, what do you say when you first get down to business with them?
I do warm up with them first, for about 10 minutes. Sometimes it's a little bit longer until you start feeling that there's a comfort there. And then the next thing I do is I just start right off by just asking them, it's interesting. I'm looking at the card here, and what I find there is just about three different reasons why people do this. And I go over the three reasons, some people do this for the final expense. They're interested in trying to find out they don't want to be leaving their wife, husband, loved one, children, family with the costs of the burial expenses. And the second reason is that people maybe want to leave a little bit of an estate. They didn't put anything away. They might have some grandchildren or children, and they haven't provided any money for it, and they want to leave this world leaving something to their kids. And the third reason is sometimes people want you just to come in. Maybe they're struggling a little bit, and they want to review. And why don't you maybe take a look at a couple policies they have and see if there's some way you could rearrange it or make it better. Do any one of those fall into your category, And then I just let them talk.
Let them tell you why they sent the card in, what's on their mind.
Yeah. Tell me which direction to go. Then I have a little pitch book I put together. I don't like to call it that, but it takes me through final expense, takes them through the stages. Explains first, it takes about 5 to maybe 10 minutes most. And it's just flipping the pages and explaining, the social, start off with the Social Security,
mm-hmm.
$255 or $300 if you're a vet. And then you go into talking about the expense and the costs of the final expenses and show them some general costs for the area. And then move on to their personal situation then how I get there is to just ask them a few questions and do a little survey with them, and I come up with, it looks like, just for your final expenses, it's going to be somewhere in the $10,000 to $15,000 area. And then I talk about inflation and a few other things, and I get it up to around $20,000, maybe sometimes $25,000. And I say, it's not absolutely necessary that this be in here, but this would be a great goal. So why don't we sit down and talk about health? And this is the primary thing within the industry. Ask them a few health questions, get that out. Make sure that I know which direction I'm going and what company I'm going with. Getting a lot of diabetics lately. It seems like about every other client is a diabetic.
Yeah, very common.
Goes very well with Five Star.
Mm-hmm.
And, went on then you I give them three choices at the end, and tell them you ask them which one of these would you like to start with. I don't ask them if they're going to do it. I just point to them to say which one of these will work for you, fit in the budget.
So you're sort of assuming the sale.
I'm assuming the sale, right, absolutely. I mean, I'm just, you know, and that's the first close, if you will. Just ask them, and about 80% of the people will just pick one. If you give them three choices, they're going to pick one.
Right.
It's that simple. If you warmed them up, you're getting along, they understand it, and all the way through the presentation, you're letting them know this is their responsibility. You don't want to be handing this bag to your kids or your spouse during their period of grief, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to get them. It's that simple. And the only time you're not, I think, my experience so far in the 2 weeks is the two that I did not get is one guy has not been employed for about 3 years and looks like he lives in a garbage can. I mean, you know, the guy just was unsellable. There's just nothing there.
Right. Sometimes there's just no ability to do it.
Yeah, just no ability to buy. I mean, just was just nothing. And then the other one has just slipped from my mind at this point. I can't remember exactly why we didn't do it, but oh, I know. He had me meet him at his office, and I think that's potentially still a sale. I've got to call him. But it isn't good if you don't meet with both parties.
Right, one-legged. What's what kind of office was it? What's he do?
He was a teacher.
Teacher.
Assistant. He was like assistant principal. I went over and he set aside a little time at the office.
Yeah.
And I just kind of went to the office and gave him a quote. And I haven't called him for 2 days or 3 days. I promised him I wouldn't bug him. And you know, I don't know. He seems to have the need. He wanted to do it. But he wasn't going to do it without going home and talk to his wife. So I did it on his wife too. He said she's perfectly healthy, and I said, well, we still got to go through that.
Yeah.
But I figured it out based on her age, and you know, so he's going to go home and take a look at it. They're real busy people. They just have no time to get together. Don't want to meet at the house.
Right. So most agents will avoid doing any one-leggers like the plague. Some of them will not even do a presentation with just one spouse. I'm not that way. I'm kind of more like what you did there. If that's the only way that I'm going to be able to present, I'll do it. And I've been really pretty successful at selling one-leggers, usually with the women more than the men. Seems like for some reason, a lot of couples, even if they've been married 40 years, they have separate finances. You know, they've got you know, separate checking accounts. They make their own decisions. It really amazes me sometimes because my wife wouldn't let me do that. First week we're married, we had to merge everything. But a lot of couples are that way, and they do make decisions independently. And a lot of times the husband has plenty of insurance, but the wife doesn't. And so I've actually been pretty successful selling one-leggers. But most agents I tell that to, they just can't believe it because they just won't even go on the appointment if it's a one-legger.
Right.
So I don't discourage agents from doing them. I think take a swing at it. All you want is people to be willing to listen to you talk. So if that's all you can put together, go do it.
Well, my feeling on one-leggers, you know, we had them in our other business, and we would not present to a one-legger on a big sale of $20,000, $30,000 worth of
room. Well, on a remodel, I can imagine you're not going to sell that.
On insurance, here's how I look at it. It's not like I've got four or five appointments a day. You know, I'm probably averaging one to three appointments where I'm physically sitting down and talk. I'm just selling everybody I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm so excited about seeing more people, getting in front of more people, because I just know that'll bring up my income. Probably my closing averages will go down over time. Obviously, can't be writing 95% like I'm writing now of closing.
If you do, you're going to be in the record books.
Right. So, I mean, you know, if I could sell eight out of 10, 7 out of 10, and get in front of, you know, 20 people a week, oh, my God, you know.
Well, Gary, you're off to a phenomenal start. You're going to do fantastic with this, and I was just so impressed that, you know, your first real week of going at it, first 2 weeks for sure, you've just really taken off. And there's just a million guys that try this. It sounds real easy, and I get, you wouldn't believe how many calls I get off of that insurance form that reads the same stuff that you do, and we almost make it sound too easy on there, I think. And so many people jump into this and don't succeed at it, and if they don't have a success right off, I think mentally it kind of really beats them up because they were expecting it to be easier than what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's really just a matter of getting out there and seeing the people, however you can get in front of them and getting leads. There's a lot of guys that will contract with this, and then they'll never buy leads. They don't believe in themselves enough to stick out that $500 or $600 in lead cost. So that's the biggest failure that people have, is they think they're going to do this without spending any money. But you're doing much better than average.
The easiest way to explain this, and I've told this to people for years, you know, you get what you pay for. This is exactly like farming. You know, you have to plant the seeds before you get the crop.
Yep.
And unfortunately, these farmers, they go out and they spend all this money, a tremendous amount of money. It's all spent up front. They have absolutely no idea. It's, you know, it's in the hands of the weather for the most part. And it's a difficult situation. It's kind of like that. You know, you're throwing all this money out there. I had spent a couple $1,000s the first month because I wanted to have enough leads coming in to give this a shot. I'd made up my mind if I could get in front of enough people, I would at least break even, you know, this first month or so.
Right.
And especially not working off a 75% commitment, working off a 50%. Everything you're selling, you're only getting half up front, so you got to sell a lot just to make your bills. Right.
Talking about the advance.
I'm telling you, folks, if anyone listens to this recording, and I'm sure people will, if you go out and apply yourself and go knock on some doors and get in and just be friends with these people and tell them you care about them and you want to help them and do the presentation, the simple 10-minute, 15-minute presentation, and ask for the business, you have to make money in this business. It's just that simple.
Right.
You have to do it consistently. That's it. Consistency is the key.
Yeah. They may not sell 90%, but if they can sell 50%, they're doing great. Some days it just all comes easy. Other days you're up against a lot of obstacles. But if you just keep doing it, it does work out. The numbers work. Okay, Gary, I'm going to end the recording here. I really appreciate you doing that interview because that's going to help a lot of guys that are on the fence about getting into this and help motivate a lot of guys who are in it, maybe struggling at the beginning. But you've shown that it can be done. Thank you very much, Gary.